5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Clapp, Director of Content for WorkInSports.com, and this is the Work in Sports Podcast. I have a couple things I need to talk about today. Get off my chest a little bit. The first thing is a little bit of an apology to all of you. I was a little under the weather this week. I had as many of you probably saw in the private Facebook group, my son broke his arm, so we were kind of out of commission with that. And so I didn't do any podcasts this week. There was no Monday, there was no Wednesday, and I apologize for that, but not too strongly, because I am a strong believer that family and other issues come first, and that taking a break here and there is not a bad thing and not anything you should ever apologize for. Which brings me to my next little rant. So we had our Sports Career Accelerator a couple weeks ago, and it was awesome. I mean, we had 35, maybe even more than that, people from different Atlanta-based sports organizations come and talk with our group, and they shared great advice. And there's one thing that kept coming out, though, that kind of, it got me a little bit. It got me a little bit frustrated. This concept of the grind, and you have to embrace the grind. Now, I know that there's some truth to it. This idea that you're going to work tons of hours and tons of time, you're going to put in your dues, and it's going to pay off in the long run. And I've lived it. I've done the grind. I've worked crazy hours, long shifts, 70 hours a week. And I'm here to tell you that some of it is crap. It is. I mean, this idea that working all day and night is an example of grit or toughness or dedication, it's not healthy. And you need to have more balance than that. Your ability to be effective in shorter time periods is way more important than putting in these crazy grinding hours. Get better at being efficient in the time you are on the job and be ready to go home. Your job is not your purpose. They are two very different things. Let me repeat that. Your job is not your purpose. I heard one speaker at our Sports Career Accelerator say, you know, I see my coworkers more than I see my family, and they kind of laughed about it. And there was truth in it, but I don't think he was 100% comfortable saying it. It wasn't like he was celebrating it. He was acknowledging it. And I sat back and I thought, that's not good enough. It's not. Your job shouldn't define you. And of course, I work for WorkInSports.com. We're the best sports job board in the world. We have 8,000 employers we work with. We have tons of jobs out there. That doesn't mean it should be the only important thing in your life. It doesn't mean it should be the all-consuming part of who you are. I'm reading this book right now, and it's fascinating. It's called The Finnish Way, and it's about how people live in Finland and kind of their style and their stoic determination and just kind of their way of being healthy mentally and physically. And they have this concept called sisu, S-I-S-U. It's this stoic determination, this tenacity of purpose, this bravery and resilience and hardiness. But they really characterize it as not giving up in the face of adversity. Right, to push through and to push a little harder and to not see a problem as something that can't be solved and give up, rather looking at it and saying, okay, how do I get to the end of this result that I want? That is worth admiring, that determination and that ability to power through things. But that doesn't have to be just in regards to your job. It has to be in regards to your life. You know, it's really cool. So they conducted a test of school-aged children in math, and the Finnish students were much less likely to give up when pushed to their limits, while the U.S. children gave up and became bored. That spirit is really worth commending, and that's why I'm enjoying the book so much. That solve the problem and don't back down attitude is one that I really admire. But just to work and work and work at the behest of seeing family and in the name of embracing the grind, I mean, that's kind of lame to me, because who are you then doing it for? This concept of the Finnish way, the sisu, is that you are doing it for your family because that's what they need, right? You're going that extra mile. You're fixing that thing in the garage. You're taking that walk in nature to recharge because you'll be better for your family and better for your life. If you're just working and working and working and putting everything else to the side, then who are you doing that for? Are you doing it for the boss? You doing it for the man? You doing it for a promotion in the future? You have to ask yourself that question and determine if it's worth it. I say this as somebody that's lived through it. I did. I mean, I was the grinder. I mean, I would work as much as needed and put in that extra time. And it did. It set me up for some good things, but it also damaged some relationships and had things go awry in a lot of different ways. And I look back and say, was that the most important choice? You know, I'm not telling you not to achieve. I'm not telling you not to go out there. But remember this. Recent studies show that those who give into some kind of diversion or distraction once an hour actually perform better than those who just keep at it without a break. After a while, our brains numb out a bit to the constant stimulation, and we become unable to continuously treat the task as important. Taking a break allows us to come back to the job at hand with renewed energy and sense of purpose. I'm telling you, I've known this in people who are able to, in their 8 or 9 hours, taking more breaks than I ever took, we're still able to be more efficient. That's the goal you should be reaching for. Balance while still maintaining this ability to get the job done and to persevere and to solve problems and to grit and battle your way through issues. Not at the expense of everything else, just because it's who you want to be. Remember, your job is not your purpose. It's not. Remember that. Okay, that's my rant. I hope you enjoyed it. But now let's talk about something else. We got a question. And I'm not going to say the person's name or the team that they work for because they asked me to keep that private. And I respect that because, hey, they're working for a team right now and they don't want it to come out and sound bad. So, this question comes in and they wanted to know how to stand out in a guest relations / game day role. I feel like it's been extremely difficult to make any connections because we only work about 2 games a month. Half of the games are almost over already. I don't want to say it's a waste of my time, but I guess I hoped I would be making more out of it, especially since I drive 2.5 hours there each game day for the work and the experience. So, there's 1,000 game day guest relation team members, and this person is just 1 in 1,000. How do they stand out? And this fits for anybody who's on an internship, anybody who's doing something where they don't feel like they're being noticed. I had a lot of thoughts on this. I shared it with them privately, but I also want to share it with all of you because you've probably been in these situations before where you're afraid, like, I'm going to finish my time here and I'm not going to get anything out of it. Here's what you need to do. First, remember, you now have a professional team on your resume now. There are skills you're acquiring by working for a pro team, and you can work that into your interest moving forward in your career. So you have that tangible benefit already on paper. That's a good thing. You have game day experience. So your next step into the industry isn't going to feel like a shock, like I've never done this before. You're getting more experience. That's powerful on your resume. So that's your basic, like, tangible, like, these are good things that are happening for you. But I want you to take a little bit of a different attitude. If you can walk out of this with one newly formed good relationship within the organization in a direction that you want to go for your career, that is a huge victory. Now, the more the merrier, of course, but focus in on one person in your area you want to work long time. Remember this, when you work for the organization, even if it's in guest relations, your requests to them have an extra level of gravitas, okay? If you reach out to a person and say, hey, I'm whatever, my name, I graduated from this school, or I'm in school right now. I'm currently working in guest relations for the team. I'd really like to end up in your department at some time. I'm pretty swamped with my responsibilities on game day, but could I come by and job shadow you one day during the week? Now, of course, you need to put that in your own words, but here's the concept. Find and identify one person within in the organization and use the leverage that you are currently on staff to make a connection. Reach out, explain who you are, explain why you're interested in talking to them, and explain that, you know, game days aren't good for me because I'm really swamped working for the team, but you know what? I'll come in during the week if there's a better time to work with you, because you're making it clear you're part of this organization. And, you know, you want to come in and job shadow and get to know them a little bit and see how the department operates. I'm telling you, People are open to these things, especially if you currently work for the team and you're showing this extra level of drive to communicate with somebody within the organization. They're going to respect that, and they might even look at it like a mentorship opportunity where they can take you under their wing a little bit. You need to put it all in your own words. You got to give yourself the way that you have to, you know, you have to phrase it in your own way that you're comfortable with, but reach out through LinkedIn. Use your intuitive skills and say, okay, I should be able to figure out their email address because it's probably going to be at team.com, and then figure out all the other addresses. Are they first name, first initial, like last name, first initial, or is it some combination of their first name and, or like their first initial and then their last name? Like, you should be able to figure out their email address. So email them, say, hey, I'm thus and such. I'm doing this. I'm in guest relations. I'd love to learn a little bit more about your department. Can I come and shadow you someday? Wait a couple of days to see if you get a response. If you don't, reach out to somebody else. Maybe they won't. Maybe that first person will never get back in touch with you. I don't want you to spam an entire department. I don't want you to write out 10 of the exact same emails. Pick one person at a time. And if you can work in guest relations or in an internship or any of those fields, and in coming out of it, you've built one strong relationship, one person you're going to follow up with, one person you're going to feel comfortable with, that is a really big victory. Remember, if you're an employee of the team, you have some credibility, leverage it. Start to build a relationship with that one person who can become your advocate in the future. So that's what I got to cover this week. That's it. I wanted to have that little rant about grit in your own life and how to kind of frame your own importance and realizing that your job is that and your life is your purpose, right? And the other things in your life, and not to get those two things confused. I wanted to talk about how to get yourself to stand out on an internship or during when you're one of 1,000 game day employees, what you can do, building those little relationships of where you want to be eventually. And you know what? I have a great interview coming up on Wednesday with Jennifer Keene, who's the VP of Athlete Marketing at Octagon, which is, I just finished the interview a half an hour ago and it was fantastic. So we'll have that on Wednesday. We're back at it, folks. I took last week off, not this week. We're back at it. I enjoy having all of you listening in, and I would love for you all to join our private Facebook group. So please do that as well. And I will talk to you guys all on Wednesday. Goodbye.